Bert and John Jacobs are brothers and the men behind the Life is Good brand. The Jacob brothers grew up in a family of eight in working-class Boston where they weathered many difficulties. Despite their hardships, though, their optimistic mother would put a humorous and positive spin on everything. This unflagging optimistic outlook on life took hold for the youngest Jacobs brothers and became the basis for their future endeavor together. In 1989, after graduating college, Bert and John knew one thing. They didn't want a real job. Designing t-shirts seemed like the fun way for them to start a business. They started selling their designs in the streets of Boston and out of an old van at colleges and street fairs. After many trials and errors, their optimistic look at life caught on. Today, their company, Life is Good, is worth $100 million, a clothing company with one simple unifying mission: to spread the power of optimism. We welcome Bert and John Jacobs to the roundtable this morning. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us.
How are you today?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for being with us. Let us, before we specifically talk about the book, let's talk a little bit about how this company came to be, how the two of you started this, and ultimately why you think it has struck such a chord with consumers.
Well, I think that, how it came to be, we decided that we would try to design t-shirts and we were hawking them in the street. This is 1989 to 1994, and we had 5 years of bad ideas, and then we finally had one good one. And the good one was Life is Good, and we think that it worked because folks are inundated with too much negative information, just always being told what's wrong with the world, and rarely have an opportunity for a balance. And while bad things happen in the world, lots of good things happen, and it's very unhealthy to only look at the downside. So Life is Good gives people an opportunity to celebrate what they love and celebrate being alive. And it just is super simple, and it seems to have struck a chord. And so the business has grown, and I think the nonprofit efforts grew because our customer base taught us that optimism is the most powerful in the dire situations, and they showed us that people that facing real adversity in their lives were the ones who embraced the message the most. So we're kind of lucky. We're still stumbling along, but it's been over 20 years, and we've got a good business. We're helping a lot of kids that need it. And we thought we'd share with the book.
When you talk about optimism and how powerful and a strategy that optimism can be, it does run counter, doesn't it, to how we often think our sort of go-to is concern, worry, or anger?
Yeah, I mean, I think if anybody's logical about it, I think they would agree that anger and pessimism and worrying aren't much of a benefit in life, right? When you break it down, a pessimistic perspective pours your resources into obstacles, where an optimistic perspective pours your resources into opportunities. And it's simple as that. You know, we all wake up in the morning and we have a choice. Do we want to focus on what's wrong with our life or what's right with our life? And our perspective isn't that we should ignore the challenges and obstacles in life. You know, we like to say that life is not easy and life is not perfect, but life is good. So we don't ignore that there's obstacles, but we choose to put our focus on the opportunities, but remain aware of the obstacles. That's what we think is a healthy approach.
So we've seen it come to fruition. I mean, we learned it from our mom, as corny as that may sound. Like, she faced a lot of challenges in our house. It was eight of us in a small house and a pretty tight pay for our dad. And we went through some difficult things, including a near-death car accident to our parents. And our dad changed as a result of that accident and really became difficult to live with, a lot of yelling, a lot of anger and depression. And our mom was this incredibly resilient optimist who literally would look at us at the dinner table every night and say, "Tell me something good that happened today." And as simple as that sounds, it changed the energy in the room and got us riffing on things that were absurd, positive, funny. And really, when we look back, that was the key element of our childhood. And when we were searching in the 5 years sleeping in the van, we were kind of searching for what was our message, what was our brand, you know, that we wanted to build. And Life is Good, when we came upon it, it just felt right to us. It was a message we wanted to spread. And then the extra layer, as Bert alluded to, our customers started sending letters and emails telling us about the adversity they've gone through, whether it was chemotherapy or losing loved ones. And they told us how optimism helped them focus on what they still had to be grateful for. And they actually, you know, people that have been through the most difficult things have the clearest perspective often, and a heightened sense of gratitude. And so for us, it's just been about learning from our customers along the way, and our customers co-authoring the story. And as Bert said, they've helped us build the business and expand our nonprofit work to the point where, you know, we've raised over $11 million for kids in need, and we also wove it into our company where 10% of our annual profits go to kids.
What is it that you think in the company and what you've done? I mean, because as you look at the book, you address openness and courage and simplicity and humor and gratitude, fun, compassion, creativity, authenticity, and of course, love. So it seems like all of those things, and I guess what you guys have proven is that even with all the negatives in our lives, and John, you can speak to this, that really isn't, when you get down to it, all that tough of a sell, is it? That people want to embrace those things.
Absolutely not. I mean, the reality is our book's more of a reminder of these things, and it's really just kind of trying to simply package them. That's the same as the T-shirts have been for years. People know what they love to do, whether that's play guitar or gardening or riding a bicycle, whatever it is. We're reminding them of those things and giving a chance to celebrate them. And so, you know, this is not rocket science, this book. It's more of like, you know, a tool chest that kind of reminds you and gives you, you know, every chapter has three tips. There's a lot of artwork and photographs, and it's written in very small vignettes, so you can pick it up and put it down. But the values that you talk about that we call superpowers, and each chapter is dedicated to one, those are timeless. Those are things that if your great-great-grandparents had a happy, fulfilling life, they use these superpowers. And the interesting thing is that your great-great-grandchildren will too. We sometimes think that the world's changed so much that everything's changed. Some things haven't changed. And the things we're writing about in this book, the values that you just talked about, they haven't changed one bit. That's why we think the book is meaningful and powerful, and the idea that we've kind of stumbled onto that optimism can enable these superpowers is a big one. It's been big for us. We didn't have anything. We're a good example. We had the $78, so we didn't have the money, we didn't have experience, and we didn't have professional skill. But today we've got a big, healthy business, and we're helping over 100,000 kids a day that are facing real difficult challenges. Why? Because we've focused on the good, and that's what we've grown.
It seems you write about this in the authenticity chapter, and I just want to talk to you about it for a moment, and that is that there's a section called You Had Me at Woof. You write that dog lovers share a special connection with Life is Good. That's sort of how I first learned of Life is Good, by getting my dog a Life is Good dog bowl, and often because your dogs on your T-shirts look like my dog. So what do you think it is about dog lovers? I assume it's a lab, right? Was the original dog a lab?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So because there's sort of that lab, I mean, your whole kind of ideal is a lab life of just sort of being happy and chuckle-headed and having fun.
Yeah, it's pretty light and easy. I mean, we like to say, you know, as far as authenticity goes, be the person your dog thinks you are, you know, because a dog doesn't BS, right? I mean, when a dog is going for a run, they're not doing anything else. They're not checking their cell phone. And the loyalty of dogs, you know, we can learn a lot from dogs, living in the moment, you know, being where they are, all of those kind of things. So I think there has been a natural connection between dog owners, pet owners in general, and life is good, and we can learn a lot from dogs, you know.
Wag and the world wags with you. And you know, when you bring up authenticity, there's an element to the world these days where, especially with online communication, if you're authentic and true to your mission, for us that happens to be spreading the power of optimism, people respond to that, and they've forgiven many mistakes we've made over the years because they know our aim is true, and like, they want to help us build the business, and they kind of co-author our story with us. And on the flip side, if you're, you know, if you're saying one thing and you're advertising, we've never done any traditional advertising. If you're saying one thing and doing something else, people sniff that out in a second, and they'll tear down your business. So of all the mistakes we've made, we've remained true to that mission, and people respond really positively to that, and as well, you know, as well to the work we're doing with the kids.
In this digital age that we're living in, consumers have taken control for the first time in the history of the world from the sellers of goods and services. And if businesses are inauthentic, those consumers will tear down those businesses. And in our case, thankfully, if we're being authentic, they build the business with you. So I think our customers have built this business, certainly the community, and the same people that believe in the good things we're doing for kids are the ones who are buying the pet products and home goods and T-shirts from Life is Good. And as we get clearer on communicating that, we've always been, maybe to a fault, kind of kept the nonprofit work behind the scenes. And as we communicate it more clearly, 10% of our annual profits now go to our Kids Foundation. When people become more aware of that, they want to help you grow your company. And that's why we want to engage our community at every step.
The name of the book is Life is Good, the book How to Live with Purpose and Enjoy the Ride. It is published by National Geographic Books. Bert and John Jacobs, founders of Life is Good, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Have a great day,
bro. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, Life is Good, the book published by National Geographic. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.